I'm reading from New King James Version. And so I have made it my aim to preach the gospel. Not where Christ was named, lest I should build another man's foundation. But as it is written, to whom it was not announced, they shall see. And those who have not heard shall what? Shall understand. For this reason, I have been much hindered and from coming to you. But now, no longer having a place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come to you, whenever I journey to Spain, I shall come to you. For I hope to see you on my journey and to be helped on my way there by you, if first I may enjoy your company for a while. Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his words in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Chapter 3 says, stand up for Jesus. Stand in his strength alone. Don't think it is your own strength. Don't add anything, but in his what? In his strength. The arm of flesh will fail you. You dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor. Each piece put on with prayer where duty calls or danger. Be never wanting there. Let's bow down our heads as we pray this morning. Father, where duty calls, let me not be found wanting. Duty of preaching the word of God. Through the word of my mouth, my actions, the way I do the ministry, the way I go about with my job. Father, let me not be found wanting. Let the word of my mouth not be found wanting. Let the work of my hands never be found wanting. You said we should go to the world and preach the gospel. Let me not be found wanting in doing this, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. I am pleading. Write my name in the book of life. Daddy, write my name in the book of life. Thank you, my Father. My God and my Father will come before you this morning to speak your word. Let the truth of your word come out. In the name of Jesus. Let the truth be established in the heart of your children this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us the discerning hearts, the ears that hear your word, hearts that does your word, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as I speak of your word this morning, I pray I will not speak to glorify myself. I will speak to glorify you and your word, Lord. And at the end of the day, Lord, you will rain down the blessings unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. And we shall never remain the same again. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Go into the world. In continuation of what we were talking about last week. This one says, go into the world. And we see in that passage that we read how Paul was ready to go into the world. And that's what we read from Romans chapter 15 and those five verses, 20 to 24. But if you go further and you read Matthew 28:19, the Bible said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So when Jesus told his disciples to go and make disciples of all nations, we should note 2 points. Number one, Jesus wasn't referring to political nations alone. He wasn't referring that even if you reside in the remotest part of the world and you don't even have money to travel out, so you should be looking for money now to go to Japan, go to Singapore. No, Jesus was not referring to that. If you have the means, yes. If God planted you there, yes.
preach the gospel. But he was not referring to political nations alone. Jesus was referring to all the world's people, the Gentiles of the world. In Jesus' time, you are either a Jew or Gentile. Jesus was referring to the Gentiles of the world. And St. Mark's version of the Great Commission was very clear. It said, preach the gospel to every creature. The same thing that is meant by preach to all creation. So in other words, Jesus' gospel was not just for Jews. And we can clarify that in the Bible. Look at Isaiah the prophet, Isaiah 42 verse 6. Isaiah 42 verse 6. Before Jesus Christ was born, physically. Say, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people. As a light to the Gentiles. Praise the Lord. Those are non-Jews. Isaiah 49 verse 6 is also very clear. It is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob. It's too small. So you are not only for the tribes of Jacob. That's what the Bible is saying. So you are to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles that you should be my salvation to the ends of the world. Very, very clear. And when they sat down, when the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they sat down in Jerusalem, they thought they were for the Jews. God has a plan. He despised them all over the world. They're not supposed to sit in Jerusalem. Christianity started as a sect of Judaism. In Judaism, they all go to the temple to pray. Yeah. You know, those were the things they were doing. And they thought, oh, it's just another sin. And the religious leaders of the time were looking at them. Who are these ones polluting our religion? Thinking Christianity is a religion. And that was what Peter and his course also taught anyway. But they sat down there in Jerusalem. And God dispersed them all over the world. And the gospel started to be preached all over. Acts 13:47 also confirmed what I'm trying to say. It said, for so the Lord has commanded us, I have set you as a light to all the Gentiles, that we should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. It has therefore never been easier to take the gospel to every person. It has never been easier. When you look at what is going on around us now, to every ethnicity, every creature, than it is today. In our neighborhood and our workplaces, we likely have people representing a diversity of ethnicities from around the world. Let us share the gospel with them, with the word of our mouth, with our actions, with our behaviors. Let them know, in this house, in this neighborhood, there are some brothers and sisters who are what? Are Christians. Praise the Lord. So you will look at it that to be a missionary today, you know, one only have to leave one's front door. In my neighborhood today, if I stand by my front door, there are people of diverse, you know, nations. Caucasians are there. African Americans are there. People of African descent are there. Praise the Lord. And then when we now move to our workplaces, are uncountable. Why? Because the word has come to us. And we must offer Jesus to them. That is what we are saying this morning. Charles Spurgeon once retreated the fact that every Christian is either a missionary or an impostor. But many of us are afraid of preaching or opening our mouths to preach. Yes. You are not alone. I face similar difficulties now and then. I will ask myself that question. How do I start? Where do I start from? Suppose the interviewer is not ready to listen. What if he or she decides to insult me? Etc., etc. And we bring fear. into the gospel. We bring fear into ourselves. When I newly arrived in America, I was working in a factory. And one of the colleagues saw me with a Bible. And the Holy Spirit has been telling me, preach the gospel to this lady. Preach the gospel to this lady. And I kept on postponing it. I will do it tomorrow. I'm on afternoon duty tomorrow. When I come, the lady usually comes early. I will meet her at the car park. I'll make sure I come early. You know, the Bible in my hand has already exposed me. And the lady asked, are you a Christian? And I said, yes. In this process of postponing, the day I made up my mind to speak, I came to work, I couldn't find the lady. She has left. And I asked myself, another opportunity missed. May you not miss the opportunity to preach the gospel in the mighty name of Jesus. Out of what? Out of fear. Out of fear. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. This fear prevented us from gaining souls into his kingdom. It prevents us from populating the kingdom of God. That was why God told Joshua, be bold and be what? Be courageous. You want to preach the gospel? You must be bold. You must be courageous. Now, if you read the open heavens of yesterday, you know, in aligning with what I was saying, the GO says something. They said, when the leadership of the children of Israel was handed over to Joshua, he was really afraid. The gospel has been handed to you. Many of us are afraid. Many of us. Joshua knew it would take a lot of wisdom to resolve conflicts and deal with complaints among his people. He had also seen how they were faced with huge obstacles in the past. The Red Sea, the lack of food and water in the wilderness, enemies coming against them, and many more. So Joshua was sure he would need a special anointing to overcome such obstacles if they come up again. Maybe you are also of the thought that you need special anointing to spread the gospel of the word of the good news. One fact is that God knows your heart. And God is working on it. Praise the Lord. God knows that with fear in the heart of Joshua, he will not be able to lead the Israelites to the promised land. So God reminded him, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and be of good courage. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9 said, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. The moment you decided to go with those tracts in your hand on a prayer walk, you are bold enough to hand it over to anybody that you need. Some people will say, no, I don't want. God said, he will be with you. You just be bold. You just be courageous. Courageous. So if you will need to succeed in your divine purpose and assignment and in spreading the gospel, you must be what? You must be strong and be courageous. You must be confident that God is with you at all times. Brethren, fear is a strategy that the devil used to limit us. Don't allow fear in your heart. No matter how great a task is, as long as God is with you, you have succeeded already. You will succeed in all your undertakings in the mighty name of Jesus. As I read that open heaven yesterday, I can hear the GO remarking that the Israelites were afraid of Goliath and would have been delivered into the hands of the Philistines if not for David's godly confidence. Look at 1 Samuel 17:24. It was clear there. It was clearly stated. 1 Samuel 17:24. All of them, all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, they fled from him and were dreadfully afraid. Fear we flee from you. In the mighty name of Jesus. At times, our thoughts held us captive.
Is it possible? Can I do that? Fear of the unknown held us captive. I pray fear will flee from us in the mighty name of Jesus. In spite of the fact that David was very young, the moment he stepped into the situation, everything changed. All God needed to deliver his people was courage. Not necessarily skills. No. Courage. You don't have to be a trained evangelist. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be a general overseer before you begin bringing people to Christ, brethren. Let your demeanor, is it demeanor or demeanor, brings good news to the people. One of my students, I met her. I never knew she was even around here, you know, until one of our children was getting married. And then she was one of the bridal train. And she saw me. And then we greeted. She said, "How have you been coping?" He said, "Oh, it's not been easy. But because I'm always happy and I'm always singing, I feel the joy of God." Then she introduced two of her friends to me, who through her mere cheerfulness at work and in class, they become Christians. Ah, may your demeanor win souls for Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. That's what we are talking about. Let your demeanor bring good news to the people. Let the way you perform your work or do the job bring cheerfulness to the people and bring Christ to the people in the mighty name of Jesus. I said, let your cheerfulness and enthusiasm about God on the streets do the job of preaching the gospel in the mighty name of Jesus. But one thing that we should take note of is that our abilities are not sufficient to guarantee our success. Oh, I am a trained evangelist. Therefore, I'm going there. If God does not go there with you, you are deceiving yourself. Oh, I'm a trained pastor. Oh, I'm a good orator. Ah, is it not a matter of memorizing the Bible from A to Z? No, it's not. God is more than enough to help us succeed. It is only God. All God needs is our courage. It's not our experience. It's not our connection. It's not our skills. It's just our courage. And we'll be courageous in the mighty name of Jesus. Good courage is taking steps in the face of fear, difficulties, and danger with the confidence that God is with you. God will be with you always in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, I'm imploring you. As we go about our activities this week, I want you to be strong and be of good courage. God will be with you. You will definitely overcome in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's be on our feet as we pray this morning. Let's be on our feet. Banish every fear, every form of fear in my life. Help me to be strong and be courageous in spreading the word of God. Let's get a good understanding of this thing. There are some experts looking at these tinted glasses all over the places. Tinted glasses in the church. Then they wrote me a letter. Ah, we can work with your tinted glass. We can help you refine it. And I asked them to come. So these experts came, I think during the week. I can't remember which of the day. That Tuesday or Wednesday. We look at our church. The guy was... I don't know how come. When they look at the way we are ringing, they say, "Oh, this COVID and social distance." He said, "God will help us." I said, Amen. I said, "We have to follow the signs." I said, "Yes," he agreed. But do I realize that many people don't come to church anymore because of this thing? I said, "Well, thank God for the internet." He said, "He's also a Christian, but he wondered if the internet has not been there, how would I have gone?" He said, "Fear has kept so many people away. I thank God for your life that fear has not kept you away." He also said one thing. He said, what he has observed is that Africans have brought back the gospel to us. Ah, we are going to pray. My presence in America will not be in vain. I will be courageous. I will be of good courage. I will be strong in bringing the gospel. There was a movie, or, you know, short movie by our, I think it was Mount Zion, saying that if God has removed you from where you were born and brought you to a place like, he has brought you as an evangelist. But how many of us are willing souls? Talk to God this morning. Let the purpose of your bringing me to this society never be in vain. One great purpose for which God has brought us here is to evangelize. Win souls. Ah, Baba, let my coming never be in vain. Help me. Let my dominion win souls for you. The way I do my work, let it win souls for you. Help me to be a soul winner. The Bible says, anybody who wins souls, Proverbs 11:26 or so, we mentioned it last week, is wise. Make me to be a soul winner, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, my Father. The grace I receive opportunities to share the gospel will not miss me. I will not miss the opportunity. At times, it is not through the word of your mouth. It is just through your attitude. At times, it is through your giving. Then they will say, oh, he's a Christian. Ah, okay. Lord, give me opportunities to win souls. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Once again, Romans 8:31, we have used it to pray before. What shall we say? What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against me? Lord, I rely on this world. And I pray that powers that be will never be against me. Go ahead and talk to God. Principalities and powers will not be against you. Because God is for you. Rulers of darkness in high places will not be against you. Because God is for you. God is for me. In doing this work, I will march forward. In the mighty name of Jesus. I shall be a soul winner. Make me fishers of men. Make me fishers of men, Lord. You made Peter, ordinary fisherman. Many of us are better educated than Peter. Lord, make me fishers of men. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let your anointing overshadow me. Ah. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Our Father, our Lord, I pray opportunities to share the gospel, Lord, will not depart from me, will not depart from you. Opportunities to win people, sinners, to the kingdom of God, will not be wasted by me in the mighty name of Jesus. Will not be wasted by you in the mighty name of Jesus. Every area where we have gone against these words by not sharing the gospel, Father, and has been counted for us as sin because of the blood, Lord, I plead for mercy this morning. On behalf of your church, we receive mercy. We receive mercy. On behalf of our children, we receive mercy. The blood of Jesus will not go in vain concerning our lives, our ministries, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.